The question was asked, is a tzaddik ben tzaddik held in higher esteem than a tzaddik ben rasha? I do not think that is the case. When the Rashi quotes the Talmud that Yitzchak's prayers were answered, the idea is that tzaddik ben tzaddik, when he stands up to pray, he's bringing with him the merits of his forefathers, so his prayer has more weight. Now, you'll ask in Shamayim, who is greater? It could very well be that the tzaddik ben rasha is much greater because they overcame a lot of obstacles. And yet, the tzaddik ben rasha, he's standing alone in his prayer. So whether if he deserves it, fine. If he doesn't deserve it, he's all out. Whereas the tzaddik ben tzaddik, when he comes to pray, so then his father's merits help him too. It's not a question of who's greater. It's that he's bringing more with him. It's like you come to the bank to take a loan. You have a million and the next guy has a million. But the bank knows that the next guy has a father who has a million and a grandfather and a great-grandfather that has a million. So they're more apt to give him a loan. The guy who walks in, he has a million. They look at him and they say, look, we're very sorry. And he's, but I got a million and he gave the next guy, right. He came in. He had more backing. So the same is true with prayer. It's not that one's greater than the other. It's a question of backing and that facilitates prayer. And if you look closely in Rashi, I think that's what the wording says.